If you think you're gonna get your ear, your brains eaten and your ears eaten as well, jump up right now, let me see you!
It's not the typical way to pep a crowd up to run a race, but this also isn't your typical 5K. This is called the Zombie Run.
It's kind of like an interactive movie set.
Dave Feinman is a founder of the race, which is on a national tour. Yesterday, it stopped at the Cabarrus Arena in Concord.
So as you run through, you're actually running through a story. There's fog machines, there's a helicopter circling overhead. There's different effects, there's a car crash. The whole set is laid out, and the whole course is laid out like a movie set. So it's almost as if you're running through a zombie apocalypse from start to finish.
Runners wear belts attached with red balloons, or vital organs. Zombies are spread across the course and try to pop those balloons. Lose all your balloons by the end of the race, and you're dead.
Awesome. And if you'll tilt your head up and back.
Zombies arrived several hours early for makeup. Think gaping wounds and plenty of blood.
This is the blood spattering tarp area.
Katie Berrigan is holding a paintbrush dripping with edible red paint.
I'm putting some on your nose too because you got real down deep in there eating somebody's brain.
I don't remember this when I was younger, there being this type of enthusiasm for the undead.
Steve Solberg works with the Zombie Run as the mad scientist MC.
You know, a lot of it I noticed, honestly, from the Walking Dead TV show. I don't know. I wonder if it's just related to that we need some relief from life. They're like, I just need to goof off and be silly and throw fake blood on me. I think it's a good, silly way to release your tension.
For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Concord.
Situation under control. You are one of the lucky survivors.
One.